Thank you for the privilege again to be with you this morning.
谢谢弟兄姐妹，让我有这个荣幸到你们大家在到你们到你们大家面前来。
I love studying God's word and letting God speak to my heart.
我实在是非常喜欢念神的话语，让神对我讲话。
This morning's message has really been motivated by some conversations that I've had with some of my grandchildren.
这个今天的这个讲道实在是出自于我跟我的孙子们谈论中间，来让我想到讲今天的道。
Oftentimes in a conversation, a grandfather will kind of hint at things that he wishes his grandchildren would do.
常常这个做祖父的跟孙子们讲话，都是慢慢讲，是愿意给他们一点这个小小的一点指引，让他们说出来我希望他们讲的话。
A couple of my grandchildren are at the age of where they're beginning to look at the possibility of what college they will attend.
So, 我这里有几个孙子，他们在想，有些都是将要上大学了。
Sort of off the cuff, but not with any real intent, I suggested to them that I hope that they would apply to certain colleges.
所以在跟他们谈的时候，没有这么经过事先有什么做过加课，然后我就告诉他说，哦，就从想到有那有几个学校你们可以去申请啊。
But it's interesting that the power of our words are oftentimes taken very serious by our grandchildren.
但是我常常我们随便这样讲讲，但是我们的孩子们就很注意的，就很严肃的，就把他们我的话就放在心里面了。
It was a few weeks after the conversation that one of my granddaughters said to me, "Pops, I'm going to do what you've asked me to do."
几个礼拜以后，要我的一个孙女说：“啊，祖父啊，你知道吗？我要照你告诉我要去请的学校去请了。”
I had really forgotten all about the conversation.
其实我早都忘记跟他说的是什么，都哪几个学校。
And I said, "What is it that you're going to do that I've asked you to do?"
你到底要做什么？我告诉你要做的事。
Well, I'm going to apply to the college that you really want me to apply to.
哎呀，我要请那个学校，就是你建议的那个学校，我要去请了啦。
It's at that moment that I realized how powerful my words had been to her.
从那个时候，我就忽然意识到，哇，我的话对她是那么有影响。
In a way, she was saying to me, "I want your approval."
其实换句话就是说，我要需要得到你的赞助。
It really was not my intent, but that's how she perceived it.
这其实不是我要知道，我跟她讲的是随便讲讲，她居然就放在心里了。
I had to say to her, "Honey, it isn't what I want; it's what God wants for you that's important."
那我就跟她说，哎呀，我的蜂蜂蜜啊，你最好是找这个神要你做的事情。
I had to look back in my own life and realize that my parents had made suggestions to me that I thought for me to gain their approval, I needed to do what they asked.
所以我在我的生活中间，我常常想到说，我也要需要寻求我的父母给我一种肯定。
But the Bible teaches us that what's really important is to ask the question, "What is it that God wants for us?"
所以，但是圣经告诉我们说，对我们的基督徒，我们要是看到说，神到底要我们做什么？
As we think of words, as we think of those words that seem significant to us this morning, I think one word, rejection, is a word that affects all of us.
所以当我们想到这些话语中间，我们想到说，在我们今天想到就是说给那个把你怎么样
？Disapproval，
把你不要不管你的话，不理你那句话很重要。
Disapproval might be another word that we encounter that affects our lives.
所得到他的这个允许是也是很重要的话。
And yet the most important thing is that God knows our heart and he desires that we would desire what he would want for us.
我们都知道神知道我们的心，神也希望我们能够愿意要照着他的话去做。
The Bible says when we try to be people pleasers, we end up oftentimes in difficulties.
但是圣经告诉我们说，我们一昧的讨人的喜欢的话，将来会带领我们到了困境。
So the title of my message this morning is "You Can't Please Everyone."
所以我们今天的题目是说，我们没有办法讨好每一个人。
And I'm confident that you're all aware of that.
我想你们都知道，我们没有办法讨好每一个人。
Although in honesty, we have to admit that oftentimes we get caught up in trying to do that in our life.
常常我们在生活中间会掉进一个陷阱里面去讨好每一个人。
If you're a student, you try to please your teacher by getting a good grade.
因为啊，假如你学生，你要讨好你老师，为了要得到好分数。
If you're a parent, you encourage your children or grandchildren to work hard to get good grades in school, and that will be pleasing to you.
所以你是一个父母或者祖父母的话，你就会帮给你的孩子和孙子们告诉他们，你一定要好好的读书，去讨好这一切的人。
Yet as a believer, the most important thing that we can do is to please God.
所以对一个信徒来讲，最重要的事情，我们要讨好神。
As I continued to think about this message, there were five things that came to my mind that are traps or things that cause us difficulty.
就说这个思路的话，我想到，我一直在想，有五个事情我们要注意的。
When trying to please everyone, these traps might be some that we fall into.
然后我们要注意到，我们要为了要讨好每一个人的话，我们常常会落入一些陷阱，这五个陷阱。
It causes me to miss God's purpose for my life.
结果就使得我们就忘记了，就是跑离开了神的在我们生活的目的上面。
When I'm more concerned about what others want and others think,Oftentimes, I miss the mark of what God wants for my life.
结果会使得我们就说我们愿意讨好某一个人某一个什么事情，结果我们就忽略了去讨好神。
Again and again in Scripture, we're reminded that we are to please God.
圣经上一次又一次地告诉我们说我们要讨好神。
God knows our heart and our desire as well.
神知道我们的心，也知道我们所喜爱的事情。
The first trap is that we might miss God's purpose for our life.
第一个陷阱我们会掉进去，说我们完全就忘记神在我们生命中间的目的。
The second trap is it keeps us from growing in our faith.
第二个陷阱就是我们这样子要讨好人，我们就完全就没有在生长在信心里面成长。
As we trust God, we're willing then to trust Him for what He would desire that would please Him.
所以我们是相信神，我们就是愿意这样子去要讨好他是我们唯一的目的。
The question that I ask myself and would ask you this morning is simply this: whose opinion matters most to you?
我常常问我这个问题，也我今天要问你们大家，是谁的意思是最重要
？Who are you going to believe more? What others think or what God wants for you?
你是相信其他人呢，还是相信神更多？
The third trap that we fall into when we're trying to
第三个陷阱是
when we're trying to please others is it leads me to sin.
是我们常常要去讨好人，就我们掉在犯罪中间。
The pressure that we know from others oftentimes causes us to miss the mark of what God wants for us.
我们因为要讨好其他的人，结果就偏离了神在我们心中的目标，给我们设的目标。
As I thought about this, there are some examples in Scripture that really point this out of people who miss the mark.
这里有几处经文告诉我们说，因为要讨好人，所以圣经上这些人物就失去了神的在我们心中所要做的事情。
You remember Peter was in the garden before Jesus was crucified.
你知道彼得在这个院子里面，克西马尼那边的院子里面，结果 他因为要讨好人就犯了罪。
You remember when the crowd asked him, aren't you one of his followers? What did Peter say?
当那个群众就问这个彼得说，你不是跟那个耶稣跟那个人在一起的吗？那结果彼得说什么？
No, I'm not. I have no idea who he is.
Oh, 不是不是不是，我不知道那个人是谁。
And although Peter at one time confessed Jesus as his Lord, still at that moment, wanting to please the crowd, he denied knowing him.
记不记得彼得曾经说，跟耶稣说，耶稣，你是我的主。结果今天，那天他在那个院子里面看到有那么人来抓耶稣时，他就说：“哦，你说什么？这个人是谁？我不认识。”
Other people and other stories in the Bible that thought more about pleasing others than God were Pilate, Joseph, even the 10 spies.
OK， 下面这个就是说那个比拉多。还有那个约瑟，还有那个十个探子，这些人都是要讨好人，结果不去讨好神的旨意。
Even King Saul admitted that he had sinned against God by doing what others wanted rather than what God had instructed him to do.
扫罗王自己在这里认罪说，他为了要讨好他的那些群众，他的国民，所以他就犯了神的罪。
Brothers and sisters, the question I would ask you this morning, are you a leader or are you a follower?
弟兄姐妹，我要问你问题，你是一个领导者，或者是你是跟随者？
When we're trying to please others, we're most often being a follower and not a leader.
所以假如我们是要去讨好其他人，我们等于就是一个群众去跟随，盲目的跟随人。
God has called us all to be leaders of the faith.
神要我们每一个人都做在我们信心上的一个领导者。
Because our lives have been changed by Him, we ought to proclaim Him because He is the one that we are following our instructions from.
因为我们基督徒都是被耶稣基督改变了我们生活，我们就应该说，我们是应该是唯一的跟随的就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Another trap that we fall into when we're trying to please everyone else, it causes us to be hypocritical.
另外一个陷阱，我们要去讨好人的时候，就是我们愿意变成一个伪善者、伪君子。
Or we fake or pretend that we're doing something else.
或者是我们假装，或者是就是装假，说我们是做，实在是我们不是我们真正去做的事情。
Might I suggest again to each of us that integrity is more important than popularity.
让我们在我来一人一样提醒，我们不是要在希望在这里讨好众人，我们的。正直是我们心中最主要的事情。
You remember the story of the man who was brought to the beautiful gate day after day, week after week, and month after month?
So, 你们记得有一个故事，有一个人带到一个很漂亮一个门口，成天、成日、成周、成月的带去。
And while he would be laid at the beautiful gate, he would beg every person who was coming into the temple to worship for money.
在那个美门面前，那个人就在那里要饭。他每次人家到这个圣殿里面进到那个美门的时候，他们就找他们要钱。
Day after day, people would pass by and ignore his responses.
所以一天一天，每天这样子如此的过去，每个人就经过他根本看都不看一眼，就到圣殿里面经过这个美门。
You remember the time when Peter came and found him and saw him there, and Peter looked at him.
记得圣经上记载说，当彼得走过这个美门的时候，看见定睛在他眼前。
Peter's heart was full of compassion.
这个彼得就是心里面就动了慈心。
He was not concerned with what others would think or what others wanted him to do.
他并没有管着其他人在想要什么。
Nor was he willing to do what others had done and just pass the man by.
他也不像其他一样，就是不管这个人要钱的人就不管他们，就经过他就看都不看他就走过去了。
He looked at the man and said, "Silver and gold have I not, but what I have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ."
他看到这个人，他就给他说，金子银子我都没有，
with no,
我今天把我所有的给你。
With no fear and no mask on, he said, "Rise up and walk."
他就一点点都没有一点的恐惧，一点都没有疑心，他就说，起来，我奉耶稣基督的名叫你站起来。
He chose at that point not to worry about what others thought, but to do what God had instructed him to do.
彼得那个时候不管旁人怎么做，彼得那个时候就晓得说，神要他做什么，他就做了。
Another trap that we fall into when we're trying to please everyone, it causes us to have fear.
另外一个陷阱我们会这个掉进去，如果我们是要讨人喜欢的，就是会恐惧。
Often we see examples in the Bible of people who feared for their lives and were not willing to take a stand in a position.
在圣经上一次一次又一次讲说，因为人怕失去他们的生命，结果他们就一次一次的在这个人面前跌倒。
There's probably not a day that goes by in our newspapers or on television that we read stories of people who kept quiet because they were fearful of what would happen if they told the truth.
这个我们在这个报纸上或者在我们现在说，常常我们看到有很多人都不敢讲这个真实的话，就是因为怕他们会
Their only desire was to please themselves and to be safe.
然后他就这些，他们唯一的就考虑他自己，我不让我自己免找麻烦，免得我的生命又会有危险。
But the Bible says that the one who lives within us is greater than all of the other things in life.
但是圣经上告诉我们说，那个在我们心中的是比任何在世间任何事情任何人都更有大的力量。
When we desire to please God, we're willing to take a stand for truth and what is right.
我们因为要这个要讨神的喜欢，我们就可以为神站立。我们在这个面前，我们就可以在神面前，在人面前站立得住。
As most of you know, one of the greatest examples of this was seen in the missions trip that I took to China several years ago.
在你们大家都可能会知道，我前几年我到中国去传道发生的一件事情。
As I witnessed Christians that were willing to give their life for what they believed, not concerned about what would happen to them.
当我在中国看到太多的基督徒是为了神的道理站立得住，而且危险把他们自己的生命放在很危险的地步。
As we went to the underground church and saw people gather in secrecy that they would be able to worship God with all of their heart.
我在那个地下教会，我们看到很多很多弟兄姐妹都在那里，但是他们都是在秘密的在地下，他们是冒了危险去聚会去敬拜神。
Although there was fear, there was also great joy to be able to proclaim the person of Jesus Christ.
虽然他们是有很大的恐惧在外面，但是他们内心都是非常的喜乐，因为他们在那里可以在那里赞美主，可以跟神在一起。
Let me remind you now of six things that I think are important for us to remember.
所以现在我再跟你讲，有六样事情是非常重要，让我们要记得的。
This one you might find to be a little strange, but think on it for just a moment.
所以这个你会觉得说有一点很奇怪，但是你想想看，当我给你们分享的时候。
Even God can't please everyone all of the time.
甚至于这一点是，甚至于神都没有办法去讨好每一个世界上的人。
I can say to you over my life experience as a Christian, there have been times that I knew that God wanted me to do something without a doubt, but I went the opposite direction.
你知道吗？在我的生命中间，讲员的生命中间，在他说，他明明知道神要他做什么的， 是千真万确的，但是他却是因为怕人没有去做。
The second thing that I want you to remember this morning is I don't need anyone's approval to be happy.
我这个不要第二点就是说我一生的快乐一生的健康我不要去得到人的那种许可去得到我的喜乐。
Happiness is a choice that we make.
我们人的喜乐是我们的选择，在我们生命中间。
Have you ever had this type of conversation?
你有没有看过有这种一种对话？
How are you today?
就是说，哦，你今天好吗？
Well, I'm okay under the circumstances.
哦，我今天很好，在某种情形之下。
Oftentimes we live under the circumstances when God wants us to live above the circumstances.
你记得吗？我们常常在某种程度之下，我今天不错。其实神要我们在我们要活在这些所有这些情况之上面。
It is a choice that we make, and God gives us the power to be able to make that choice.
这是完全神给我们这个选择，神也让我们有选择的这个意志，这是完全是神给我们的。
Jesus really simply says, "Your approval or disapproval means nothing to me."
所以耶稣这样是说，人的这种称赞或者人的不赞成，对他来讲一点意义都没有。
But what really is important? Are you willing to follow me and obey me?
这个最重要的是，你说耶稣说，你愿意来跟随我，而且来听从我的话。
Let me be quick to say, in those times when we choose not to follow God's ways, that does not mean that it destroys our life.
你知道吗？常常我们在有的时候，我们没有去照神做。但是神却保守了，没有说让我们马上就失去我们的生命。
The next thing that I want to remind you of, that I want you to remember, is what seems important now is only temporary.
这个下面一个事情就是说，在我们常常是在我们这个一个时期，暂时我们觉得很重要，其实那些事情实在就是不重要的事情。
There is a day coming when we will be in His presence.
当有一天我们跟神在一起的时候，
and in His presence, everything is made perfect.
当神我们在一起的时候，到那个时候，全部的事情就变成完全了。
We will not struggle with approval or disapproval.
我们就不会再为了要得到人的称赞、人的允许或者是人的不赞成。
We will not be concerned about what others think.
我们不会想到说旁人会怎么想我们。
Because the great good news is we will be like him.
最大的这个信息说，我们到那个时候我们就跟耶稣基督一样，我们完全像耶稣那样子了。
My friend, we only have to please one person.
朋友们，我告诉你们，我们唯一要去得到人家的称赞的就是一个人。
And that is the one who created us.
这就是那个创造我们的。
My heart rejoiced this morning when I heard the announcement that you're going to be serving communion and a time of communion following the service before your lunchtime.
我今天很高兴听见你说，等一下你们要去领圣餐，然后在这个你们吃午餐之前去领圣餐。
I believe with all of my heart that communion is one of the most precious times that we as believers have.
你知道吗？这个圣餐是在我们的教会里面是最有价值的那个时间。
It is a time to quiet ourselves and say before God, God, what is it that you want to teach me?
我们在领圣餐的时候，我们会安静我们的心，在我们思想说，神啊，你到底要我们怎么样做来讨你的欢心？
It's a time to remember what He has done for us.
那个时候让我们想到神耶稣基督给我们做了什么事情。
It's a time to reflect on the fact that He changed us.
然后也想到说，那我们回想到说，神把我们完全一个罪人完全改变了。
And that He has made us a new individual.
变成一个新造的人在主里面。
Sins forgiven.
我们的罪完全被赦免了。
Cleansed by the one who paid the price.
完全被耶稣基督所洗净了。
with his life.
完全是用他的生命，他的血。
And that's the only one that matters to us with all of our life and our heart.
所以这是唯一我们要考虑的，是不是我们讨耶稣基督的喜欢。
Is to love him and to please him with everything that we are.
所以我们要爱他，要讨他的喜欢，不管我们生命在任何的情况之下。
Now let me be quick to say to you, although I stand before you and proclaim God's word today.
是啊，让我很快的跟你讲，虽然我在你们面前来讲论神的话语。
I am not perfect.
我不是完全的。
But I am in process of what God wants to do.
我是在这种一种正在进行中间事情，要进行到神要使我达到的地步。
In making me perfect.
要使得我有一天能够完全。
Isn't it good news to know?
这是不是一个好消息？
That he loves me so much.
是我们知道神是爱我们，这么的爱我们。
That every day he is in process of changing my life to be more and more like him.
每一天神都在那里塑造我们，让我们都是一天比一天更多更多的像他自己的完全。
I cannot imagine and fully understand God's total grace and all the love that he has for each of us as his children.
我没有办法想到神的恩典，神的智慧，他是要给我们那么大的，让我给我们所有在座的每一个弟兄姐妹。
The only person we need to please is one person.
所以我们唯一要讨好他的喜欢心的，就是讨好神的欢心。
My fifth thing to remember is one day we will give an account to God for our life.
第五件事情我们要说，有一天我们在神面前要交账。
We will stand before him.
我们会在神的面前。
We will hear the words forgiven.
我们听见神会说，你已经赦免了。
Made complete.
完全了。
Part of my family.
我们这个我的家庭的成员。
That is good news this morning.
对我们来讲，这实在是一个好再好的无比的消息。
We will give that personal account for our lives as God has directed us and led us to live.
我们愿意在神面说，我们在神面前，我们完全照他那样子，我们尽了我们的心思去做了。
The sixth thing that I would like you to remember today is
第六点我要让你们记得的。
That God shaped me to be not someone else, but to be who He created.
这个神把我们造成是就是我们自己，不是去造成我们像某一个某一个人。神只是造我，特别是造我，就是造了 我自己。
Let me go back to where I started this morning with the illustration of my granddaughter wanting to please me.
让我再回头讲我们开始的时候，我的孙女儿要来讨我的欢心的事情。
My heart for my granddaughter is only that she pleases God and does what He desires her to do.
我对我的孙女儿最要紧的就是说，在她讨不讨我的喜欢，在其次，最要紧是要讨神的喜欢，在她一生的生命中间。
My prayer for you, every one of you here.
我对你们每一位在座的人为你们的一个祷告
is give up on trying to please everyone else.
就放弃去要讨好好讨这个人的好讨那个人的好。
You'll never be able to do it.
你是绝对没有办法讨每一个人的好。
Sometime or most of the time.
有些时候或者甚至于绝大多的时候。
It will not happen.
绝对你没有办法讨每个人的喜欢。
But I have good news for you.
但是我有对你一个好消息给你讲。
If our desire is to please God,
假如说我们的心思要讨神的喜欢。
With everything we are,
不管是怎么样，我们的所有的东西，我们是有所有的。
He will give us victory.
他会使我们达到目的，使我们得胜。
And we will win the battle.
我们就会在这个跟魔鬼打仗的时候能够得到胜利。
God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。